Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, think about this. This is a prophetic dream that was given, and Joni was talking about it.
Joni Lamb?
Yeah, Joni Lamb was talking about it and sharing it with John Paul Jackson. So really, why we're bringing it to you is it lines up with the word the Lord gave me, where he told me specifically that something bad is going to happen, and I knew this before this, and that Washington, D.C. is like a house of cards. That's what he told me. And right after that, that's when Cantor got removed. They were so surprised that Cantor got removed, you know. And the article said, house of cards. It's a house of cards coming down. Then the president was quoted on some particular program talking about he likes the movie called The House of Cards. Mm-hmm. And they said that he's a lot like that character in the movie. Well, look what this dream was to understand that God is it's going to look like it's the last of last days, but God is going to bulldoze all that down. And he's going to turn things around. Our God is a God of mercy. Listen to this dream.
This is a dream from one of our producers, Pam. She said it was me, Jen James, mm-hmm. who's the producer for Marcus and Joni, mm-hmm. and some other people that I don't recall. We were in a room watching a flat screen TV during Refreshing Times conference, mm-hmm. waiting for one of the roll-ins to start playing. The screen starts to malfunction, and then all of a sudden a feed comes up, and it's the White House. You could see the Washington Mall, some other monuments, cars in a parking lot. The feed was wavy, not very strong, but it was in color. So we're looking at each other like, what? What is going on? And immediately in my head I'm thinking, okay, here we go. It's happening. It's starting. It's the last of the last days. Antichrist, one world government, etc. Then all of a sudden, this big bulldozer bulldozes through the parking lot of cars and right through the White House, just like it was a deck of cards. Mm. So we start praying in the spirit immediately. And she woke up.
Wow. Well, that dream, that particular dream is obviously a dream about the last day. So it tends to be more on the vision side of things, even though there's symbolism in it. The great thing is this, the bulldozer. Now, you may not think the bulldozer is a great thing. The great thing is the bulldozer, because you're seeing man's plans, and you're seeing God saying, but I have a plan that will bulldoze right through the plans of men.
Yay.
There is, and it's the fact that it wasn't really clear, it was kind of fuzzy, indicates that none of this is for sure. There's plans of men that change because people react certain ways, people pray, and so on. But God says, in essence, pray that my bulldozer comes in and goes right through the middle of this mess, and everything gets leveled out. It's like, I will take down the plans of men, and I'm going to raise up my plans. But I have to take down the plans of men first. So very important dream, especially a dream to pray about.
What, any significance to being the fact they were watching Refreshing Times Conference?
Yes, thank you. The Refreshing Times Conference, basically the reason why you saw it in the setting was in a Refreshing Times Conference, is that God's reminding you, I have a plan. That is, the bulldozer says, I'm going to bulldoze through this, and refreshing times will come, but there's certain things that have to be taken down and other things that are going to be built up. And so the Refreshing Times says, it's not the conference, it's the title of the conference that says, I want to refresh America, but it's going to take some bulldozing in order for that to happen.
You have to understand, when a bulldozer comes around, it's the most ruthless thing of all. But if you're going to clear the land of a whole bunch of debris and demolish a building, which I think you might be seeing one now, it's going to look rough. And I noticed that people are turning more to a political answer, to a God answer right now. And the results of this particular dream, if we just go the way we've been going, it will be the last of the last of days, potentially, for America. But if we allow God's mercy to come in and just plow over and that's what you're seeing take place right now. You're hearing some candidates described as a wrecking ball.
Yeah.
And everything is just being just
turned upside down, literally.
Yeah, and you think, and this is what I know Rick Joyner was talking about of Morningstar Ministries, that at least, you know, this particular candidate is just turning things up on his head. And we needed that to happen, because if that doesn't happen, it's not going to work. Men have evil plans in mind to do bad things you know, to fundamentally transform the purpose, the Constitution, hybrid. I mean, look at all the stuff they're looking at.
Yeah.
When God has a plan, God loves America, God loves you, and God is full of mercy. We're proof positive of that.
Yeah.
And that he will step in, and mercy's not getting what you deserve. If you haven't yet met Pat Hamilton, you can understand the mercies of God. I'm joking, but seriously, the mercies of God,
yes.
He's just merciful. You don't get caught up in the fact that, you know, God wants to destroy and that type of thing. God wants to redeem. He wants to restore. He wants to forgive. He's just looking for that opportunity for us to cry out to him, to cry out for justice and repent so he can forgive us. So this prophetic dream was amazing, wasn't it?
Very much.
Washington, D.C. being a house of cards, or being a deck of cards that's being mowed over by a bulldozer. And but when God gave me this word, and it was a very specific word, it was somebody who was coming back from Washington, D.C., and it's in a vision, night vision.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just totally disturbed. He's talking to me. He's a former law enforcement officer. He still might be a law enforcement officer. Got to check. And he's talking to me. He's saying, "Oh my God, oh my God, Greg, Washington D.C. is a house of cards. It's a house of cards."
Wow.
Now you think about a house of cards. I don't know why anybody wants to play a house of cards. It's nerve wracking because you never know when it's going to crumble or fall.
Yeah.
And if you have a sibling, a brother, you know he's going to come in and knock it over. Isn't that right, Isaiah? And so, so you think about that. That it's so, a house of cards is just something just kind of crumbles, and it's not difficult. And then after the Lord spoke to me about that, and we talked about this on the program, that Eric Cantor, which was a leader of a particular conservative party, I guess, in Congress.
Republicans.
Yeah, they were so surprised that he got removed, and the article that went up, and you can see right here, they had an article, and they had the actor in the movie. There's a Mogit program called The House of Cards. They had Eric Cantor, and they had Caesar.
Yikes.
I know. I mean, you're thinking, oh, my goodness. Now, I didn't know this at the time, but there's a program called The House of Cards.
And okay, I wonder, is art imitating life, or is life imitating art? I mean, what's going on here?
There actually is a program called House of Cards. And yeah. I talked about it. You can read about it on Wikipedia. But also, the president requested an early version of a release of that particular program, said he watches it all the time, and they say that he moves a lot like this particular guy on the House of Cards. I don't have his name on there. But
yeah, VidAngel.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I wouldn't watch it. We don't even want to watch what's going on with our current
situation. This is true.
But you got to know what's going on. And so it's a house of cards, but this prophetic dreams coming in. This can't. What God told me, what God told this particular part of Joni Lamb's ministry right there, and was being interpreted by John Paul Jackson. This all happened before these particular candidates rose up. And there's an odd candidate that's just like a wrecking ball. Everything, I mean, you're thinking like, are you serious? Are you really doing that? And nobody knows what to do with them. The media is kind of hunkering back.
Mm-hmm.
D.C.'s scared of them. I'm sure the Washington's terrified by this particular person. But maybe that is, and the Lord has shown me some real difficult things about this particular person, that he would be very bad for the church, and that he would bring harm to the church because it's just business.
Mm.
And he wouldn't hesitate on taking the church out. Either way, I'm not sure if that's going to happen or not, because the Lord showed me also in a prophetic encounter where I was walking with the new president that was sworn in, and I didn't see any of these current candidates.
Mm.
And I'm not going to tell too many details because you might think it's them or him or her or whatever. But I think that the next person that's going to get into the leadership of this country is going to be a friend to the church. I think they're going to be a friend. But it's going to take, if we say, God, wreck it. If we say, God, whatever you got to do to save this thing, you know, let it happen.
Mm.
Let the wrecking ball happen. Let the thing happen that's got to happen. Whatever that is, I don't know. But God, it's just a confirming word of what's going on. And we're seeing that.
What it presently is not working.
No.
And so, no. Yes, wreck it.
And you can see right here, I don't know if you have the image up there, that there's a particular program called the House of Cards. And that was exactly. It's like, it is calling Washington, D.C. a house of cards. It's calling, and the flag is upside down. Notice that.
Mm.
They're doing a program about our country talking about the flag is upside down. It pretty much is right now, but I believe the Lord wants it to be able to turn this thing back up again.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.